Hey everybody, this is Brett, one of your hosts. Welcome to Broadcast from the Dispatch, an indie comic podcast brought to you by the Indie Comics Dispatch. The Indie Comics Dispatch is a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to bringing you news, reviews, and more information about indie comics. As a nonprofit organization, we couldn't do much without our supporters. First of all, I want to thank our patrons. You too can become a patron of Indie Comics Dispatch by going to patreon.com/indiecomicsdispatch. That's comics with an X. There you can sign up for as little as $3 a month and really help us continue to pay the bills and bring you new information on the world of indie comics. Also, I want to thank our sponsor, Comics Wellspring. Guys, if you need a comic book printed, if you need any print product done, Comics Wellspring is the place to get it done. From very competitive prices to top-notch customer service, Comics Wellspring has it all. Please check them out, and if you need any of their services, contact them today at comics, again, comics with an X, comicswellspring.com. And without any further ado, here's this week's episode of Broadcast from the Dispatch. Hey everybody, this is Brett with Indie Comics Dispatch, and broadcasting way too early in the morning, this is a Broadcast from the Dispatch. Hello again. New thing I'm trying. Just every now and then going on in the morning, got my coffee, got a few topics to cover, nothing major. We'll see how the stream goes if you're watching this on live stream. I'm in my bonus room, as you can see, not the typical ICD studios behind me, and we'll see how this goes. Sometimes I don't have the strongest signal out here, but if we don't have strong signal, then this will just be a podcast, you know, backup plan. Couple things. Again, not normal time, not normal format. Just thought I'd go live to discuss a few different topics. Got my coffee here. First, if you're not friends with me on my personal pages, if you don't follow me, a couple of things. ICD, Indie Comics Dispatch, has been running slow really the past 2 years, really the past year and a half. I knew something was wrong. I just thought I kept getting COVID, and I did keep getting COVID, but it would take me forever to bounce back from it. I switched jobs, which that seemed overwhelmingly hard, switching jobs, and so things just kept on getting hit, kept on getting taken down. It would take me forever to bounce back. That meant that Indie Comics Dispatch got kind of pushed to the side a little bit. So recently, I kind of went on a medical journey to find out what the hell's wrong with me. We had some ideas for years now that there was something neurological going on. And it turns out that I have Parkinson's disease. Young onset, I appreciate the young part. And that's why things have been so hard for me to bounce back from. Now, one of the reasons I'm up this morning instead of sleeping is because now I'm on medicine. And the medicine is working and it's doing its job. And hopefully you'll be seeing more and more coming back from Indie Comics Dispatch. If you're friends with me on a personal level, you'll be seeing me do more and more stuff. The medicine kind of gives me some energy. And so this morning I was just awake. It's not that early. It's like 7:42 Eastern time. But I was awake and I decided, why the hell not? Let's do a little broadcast. So that's my update. That's why I'm here this morning. Nothing major. Like I said, comics and coffee this morning. And I take mine black. Thank you. And I thought we might start with unboxing a couple of comics. Brian says it's 4 a.m. You're the weirdo. You should be asleep, not me. I'm 3 hours ahead of you. Why the hell are you awake? Three comic books I've gotten in the mail recently that I wanted to unbox. Royal Oak Comics. Now, I have this horrible habit of getting comics in the mail and not opening them right away. So here's, that's my bad. That's my red flag. So if you've sent me a comic and I'm opening it today and you're like, dude, I sent that to you 4 months ago. Yeah. That's why. But this is my rewards from Conquered the Galaxy or Die Trying, Royal Oak Comic. Jamal Harley. That's number one and number two. And first, right out of the, I gotta say, number two here is heavy as shit. This is a comic book right here, y'all. I don't know how many pages this is. I don't know if it's just the paper stock that's making it heavy, but this feels good in the hand. This is what you want your comic book to feel like. Love the title. Reminds me of the 80s. Can't wait to read these, Jamal. They look awesome. Great to have them in hand. I think I got the digital rewards too, but I've not. I'd like to read a comic book in physical form. You know what I mean? So I'm glad those are here so I can start digging in. This next one came all the way from London, England. I was trying to find the Afterlight Comics. There it is. I knew it was here somewhere. Afterlight Comics. Dan Schmidt partnered with Afterlight Comics to put out his comic book in that you can get in a collected edition, but also now you can get it in floppy individual editions. So this is Worms Crawl In, number one. Two different covers here. And I am so excited for this because this is just really cool. It's colored on the inside. Original release, it was in black and white. If you're listening to podcasts of this, I'm so sorry. Skip ahead just a few minutes because I'm showing comic book covers and I can only describe so much. So these are two really awesome covers for this new serialized version of Worms Crawl In. Dan has a new, I think it's 80 pages sequel to Worms Crawl In collected edition coming out in August, I believe he said, called Worms Crawl Out. So look for that coming from Dan Schmidt. But look for further releases of Worms Crawl In, the first series from Dan coming through Afterlight Comics. If you don't follow Afterlight Comics on Facebook, follow them. They're a pretty cool company. And then last this morning, but certainly not least, I'm probably going to say this wrong because I say everything wrong. Everything. I literally say everything wrong. Keisha? I don't know. Up to you. You tell me. Demon Eater from Dream Fury Comics, Newton Lillivois, just released this. This just came. I think this is my newest comic book that got delivered. So there, I've seen about like 30 jillion covers of this out there. So I don't know which cover I got, but it's cool as fuck, and I can't wait to dig into this and read it. It's volume one. It's a single edition trade, and it looks awesome. I can't wait to dig in and read that and post more about that on the site. That's just a few recent comic book pulls. I also want to tell you guys a little bit about my current project, Immortalis Part 2. That's coming to Kickstarter in August. I think August 15th is the date we'll launch. I think that's close to the same date we launched last year for Part 1. Part 2 coming similarly mid-August. And I should have had some fucking art pulled up for that, but I don't. Give me just a second. I'll get some art. So it is coming. It is a continuation of Part 1, although a ton more action in this edition. Let me see what I got here. So my computer right before I went live restarted and shut down fucking everything. So let me see what I can pull up here. Part two picks up basically where part one left off, almost exactly where part one left off. And so I'm trying to do too many things at once. But also we have a little bit more explanation of who Zaganos is, why he is coming after Constantinople, and in particularly Gailu. So let me see. This is some sneak peek shit right here. Let's see. This makes for a great podcast, doesn't it? I love it. let's see. Oh, shit. No. Well, we'll get there in a little bit. One thing I did want to talk about was lettering. I have been going on a lettering journey. It is a journey with Brian Lambert kind of teaching me, who is awake at 4:30 a.m. for some reason. But learning lettering in a, and I can't share my screen right now. Fuck you, Chrome. Anyway, lettering is, I've always said it is an underappreciated art. It really is, a, let's see. No, fuck you, Chrome. It really is an underappreciated, Dell, nice to see you this morning, man. Good morning, sir. I hope you're getting your coffee this morning and hopefully reading some good stories. Brian, Wingless Comics won't run itself. I'm pretty sure at 4:30 a.m. it'd be okay. But such an underappreciated art, such an underappreciated aspect of comics. You don't know you have good lettering until you see bad lettering. And so, Dell, getting ready for work. Fantastic, sir. Friday, hopefully you have the weekend off. You don't know you have bad lettering or good lettering until you see bad lettering. I remember one of the first indie comics that I opened up in 2020 had great lettering, and I was just like, wow, I didn't notice it. And then the next one, almost literally the next comic I opened, had Arial font, big bold looking font, and it just pulled you right out of the story. It was supposed to be, I think, like a sci-fi story, and it just pulled you right out of the story. And at that moment, very early on in Indie Comics Dispatch being a thing, I realized how important lettering was. And I've always tried to mention that whenever I talk to a letterer, whenever we see a new comic book, whenever we do an interview, because lettering is so important. It's literally how your story is being communicated to the reader. And so I was going to show you some resources, but my screen record is being horrible. But I want to make sure that, A, if you don't have a Brian Lambert in your life, Brian is really mentoring me on lettering and saying, no, Brett, that looks like shit. No, Brett. this early, Brett. Facebook user, I don't know who you are. But yes, this early. If I wait, we never do this, So I'm trying something new. So lettering, there's tons and tons of resources out there. There's tons of programs you can use. I've been trying to get better at using Adobe Illustrator to letter in. It's kind of the industry standard. I was thinking the same thing. It's got to be Mal. It's kind of the industry standard to use Adobe Illustrator, from what I'm finding. There's all sorts of other programs that make it easy, but not necessarily right. And so you have to have a vector file for the highest quality print. But anyway, I'm going down a path I didn't really intend to go down. But if you don't have a mentor in your life, Blambot, BLAMBOT, BOT. I know that's old news to probably a lot of y'all, but it's a great resource. It gives kind of historical rules. There's no like hard and fast rules, but kind of like what people have used in the past, kind of the standard. More than a Facebook user, I am Malachi. So blambot.com, they have free lettering resources for indie comics. So like tons and tons and tons of free letter fonts. If you're an indie comic creator, that you can just download for free. And then they have grammar. This is something some of y'all need to really worry about. Really worry about is the grammar of it all. So let's talk about that. There are ways to letter, and there are ways not to letter. There's certain grammar to use, certain grammar not to use. And so BlamBot will take you down that journey and kind of give it to you in writing, so that maybe there's things you're missing. Maybe you've just always read comics and think, hey, I've read comics. I know how to use it from here, or do it from here. I guarantee you there's stuff that you're missing, because there's stuff that I read on that side that I was like, holy shit, I didn't know this. And Brian Lambert didn't tell me. No, he would have in time. I was just trying to read ahead so he'd stop yelling at me. But I'm trying to letter my own comic, Immortalis Part 2. And we'll see how it goes. It's been interesting. For me, it scratches an itch of graphic design. My job used to entail a lot of graphic design, and now it entails less and more editing and writing. So I'm glad to be back in where I can get some graphic design work in. I'm going to, since I can't show you shit, I had plans to show you some other Kickstarters and some current indie comic news, but we'll just take a few more minutes, wrap it up, and then I'll fix my computer so that next time we do this, it works correctly. So Immortalis Part 2, I'm just going to be selfish here and talk more about my own comic book for just a minute. First of all, Indie Comics Dispatch is sponsored by Comics Wellspring. They are our sponsor. And they are the official printer for Immortalis Part 1 and Part 2. So if you've not checked them out, and if you haven't, shame on you. Go check them out. Great resources, great campaign fulfillment. I'm going to do a video on their campaign fulfillment very soon, because it was easy as shit. You just send them a spreadsheet and people get their stuff. And that's all. You don't have to worry about writing addresses. You don't have to worry about postage. You don't have to worry about getting it to a post office. You send them a spreadsheet, people get their shit. That easy. So if you haven't checked them out, check them out. Comics with an X, the way we like to spell it around here. Comicswellspring.com. So Immortalis Part 2 is coming out in August. August 15th, I think, is the day that I'm landing on to launch that campaign. It's like 39 days away from now or something like that. It's a continuation of Part 1, and you can follow the campaign now. If you follow, if you're friends with me on my personal page, you've heard me say this every day, probably twice a day. Follow the campaign. I don't know. You know, algorithms are always evolving, always changing. The pre-campaign files used to be a big deal for Kickstarter. I don't know if they still are. They might be. They're a big deal to me. So go follow that campaign. You can get to it by going to Wingless ENT. That stands for Wingless Entertainment. WinglessENT.com/Kickstarter. I'm going to drop that in the chat real quick. If you are listening to this on podcast, you have time to go to that destination also. I got to talk with the guys more about a time to schedule, but we're going to try to be doing more of these videos, try to get more out there as far as content from Indie Comics Dispatch. I did want to mention one more Kickstarter that's coming up. This is from let me pull it up because I can't share the screen that I had already made a way to share. Jack Harris has been producing the comic Terminus Veil. We reviewed issue one on IndieComicsDispatch.com. Terminus Veil issue one is there. It got a pretty good score. He has since released issue two and three, and is coming out with a volume one trade on Kickstarter on July 10th. That's this coming Monday. So that's when that will launch. If you search Terminus Veil volume one on Kickstarter, you should be able to find it. I, again, had hoped to be able to share. Let me see if I can. I think I can get the I can get the link for you. So the link for the pre-launch page of that one will be in the comment section as well. If you're listening to this on podcast, it's probably Monday. That campaign's probably already launched. So go ahead and back it. It's a pretty cool concept. Let me pull up his official language for it. Quentin Rushing, our wonderful kind of lead reviewer, reviewed it on IndieComicsDispatch.com, and it got a really good score. And it was a really fun book. So the kind of elevator pitch here is: private security firm Guardians International are caught in the middle of a series of violent robberies orchestrated by cutthroat scientists. And the art's looking pretty good here. It looks like a team, an all-female team, security firm. So look for that to hit Kickstarter on Monday. If you're not already following the campaign, go ahead and follow it. I pop the link down in the comment section, and you can see what I'm talking about as far as the art goes. Also, you can search Terminus Veil on IndieComicsDispatch.com and see our review of it. That's going to be it for now, folks, because my computer is stupid. So I'll get that fixed. We'll do this again sometime soon. If you haven't already grabbed your coffee this morning, get your coffee, wake it up, read some good stories, write some great stories, and we'll see you next time.
Why are you still listening? It's the end of the podcast. But since you listened to the whole thing, since you're still here at the end, as this podcast ends, as you exit out of the episode, why don't you give us a rating? And if you're not following or subscribing to us yet, go ahead and do that too. As I said at the beginning of the show, it helps a lot, and you'll be doing the Dispatch a big favor.